How often do you think people lie to one another in their first meeting? Well, how about an average of 3 times in the first 10 minutes of becoming acquainted? That's the findings of research published in a new book, The Liar in Your Own Life by Robert Feldman. He's interviewed in Time magazine and he's asked if he thinks that lying has become more pervasive in society. And he says, "We're living in a time and culture in which it's easier to lie than it has been in the past. The message that pervades society is that it's okay to lie. You can get away with it." He goes on to say how one of the things he found in his research is that when people are confronted with their lying, they show no remorse. He says, "Lying is not seen as being morally reprehensible in any strong way." Later in the interview, as you might expect from Time magazine, they ask if he thought that this lying becoming more prevalent was part of an evolutionary development. Now, he denies that it's part of evolution. Feldman puts it down to learned behaviour. In fact, he says children learn lying from their parents. However, as we know, it's not evolution. And it's not education. It's original sin that makes people liars. It's what we're born with in this world. The psalmist puts it very clearly in Psalm 58, verse 3. He speaks of us, the wicked, being estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. As soon as we be born. Now, what mother can deny that? I'm sure we've all seen babies. They're warm, they're dry, they're fed, they're comfortable, and yet they are yelling at the top of their voices as if something's wrong. They just want attention. They go astray from their mother's womb, speaking lies. And we just get better at it as we go through life, sadly. Well, the Bible also tells us that it is morally reprehensible. In fact, so serious is it that in the last chapter of the Bible, we're told that outside the holy city are not just whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, but whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. That's how serious the Bible views it. And that's why, again, Jesus Christ stands towering above all humanity as the one who alone could say, "I am the truth." Unmixed, unadulterated truth. That's why we can trust him.